Story 24, David as King. David established his kingdom and defended it from the nations around him. His fame spread everywhere. He became known as the greatest king of Israel. King David usually went to war with his army, but one time he decided to stay home. In the evening, he went out on the roof of his palace. From there, he saw a beautiful woman taking a bath. He found out she was Bathsheba, the wife of one of his best soldiers. David had her brought to his palace, and they slept together. Not long after, she sent word to the king, "I'm expecting a baby." In order to hide what he had done, David ordered her husband, Uriah, to come home from the battlefield. When he arrived, they talked about the war. Then David told him to go home to his wife. Uriah left, but he didn't go home. Instead, he slept at the door of the palace. In the morning, David was surprised. He asked Uriah, "Why didn't you go home?" Uriah answered, "The army of Israel is outside sleeping in tents. I can't go to my house and be with my wife while my men are on the battlefield." That evening, David invited Uriah to eat with him. They ate and drank until the soldier was drunk. But he still didn't go home to his wife. David knew he was in a bad situation. He needed to find a solution for this problem. He wrote a letter to the army commander and sent it back to the battlefield with Uriah. The letter said, "Put Uriah in the front lines of the battle where the fighting is the worst. At a certain time, tell all the men to pull back except Uriah, leaving him alone to be killed." So Uriah died in battle. Then David brought Bathsheba to the palace to be his wife. Soon afterward, she gave birth to a son. The Lord sent the prophet Nathan with a message for David. "Two men lived in the same city. One was rich and had a large flock of sheep. The other was poor and had only one small lamb, a pet that was like a child to him. One day, the rich man had a visitor. He didn't want to kill one of his own sheep and serve it for a meal. Instead, he stole the poor man's little lamb, killed it, and ate it." David was angry. He shouted, "How dare that man! How could he be so cruel? He deserves to die. He will pay four times over for what he has done." Nathan pointed at David and said, "You are the man. The Lord says, 'I made you king over Israel, and I gave you all you have. If you had asked, I would have given you more. So why have you done this evil? You killed Uriah and took his wife. You did all this in secret, but I will judge you openly.'" David said, "I have sinned against the Lord." Then he begged God to forgive him. The prophet Nathan said, "The Lord has heard your prayer and has taken away your sin. You won't die, but the baby will." So the first child of David and Bathsheba died. Later, Bathsheba gave birth to another son, and they named him Solomon. The Lord promised that Solomon would be the next king of Israel.